It's Chris Country, Full Country Breakfast. We are delighted to have Keith Urban on with us this morning. Hey, Keith, how are you doing?
Great, Chris. How are you?
You know, it's really good to be chatting with you. It feels like only yesterday that you were over here headlining Country to Country and performing all around the UK. How was that for you?
And hanging with you backstage at the Forum.
Yeah, it was great fun.
we had the best time over there, and I came back to Nashville just with like, okay, so how soon can we get back to the UK and play? And I bet we're back there next year, if not early next year.
Is it always a weird moment when you step out on stage in a different country, and it's been a few years with, you know, life gets in the way and all of that, and you're thinking, will people still turn up and sing along?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I always have that fear factor. But the reaction in the UK right across the whole run was unbelievable. I was just blown away by everybody seeming to know all the songs, like all the new ones off Graffiti U, stuff off Ripcord. We covered a lot of the albums, and it seemed like everybody knew everything.
Awesome. Hey, we've got some questions from listeners here in the UK, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Here we go. Tracy says, you always seem so positive. With so much upset and anguish in the world, how do you always stay sunny side up?
I'm definitely not always positive, and I can be my own shine blocker. I try to just catch myself when I'm starting to be too negative, and remind myself that it's a short life, and we're on this little tiny blue ball floating around in this black abyss, and is it really that big a stress, this thing I'm going through right now? You know, is it really that big a deal? If I look back at this in 20 years' time, will it seem like it was a big deal? And I'd say 8 out of 10 times, it's not that big a deal.